Finally, I'm launching my podcast. On the size there, because I tell you what, I have been wanting to do this now for about 10 years and I just have not been able to do it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is within me. Something has been holding me back. Maybe that little bit of a perfectionist within me, most likely. I've always been like that with most things, and the podcast has taken a long time for me to get there. And you know what? It's not perfect. It will be very raw and real. And I have no script. I don't even have bullet points. And this completely goes against everything that I wanted for this podcast, because for it to be perfect, in inverted commas, it needed to have a format. It needed to have that call to action at the end. And you know what? Everything just takes too much time nowadays. I'm so busy doing everything else, being a mum of two little beautiful babies, being a dog mum as well to two beautiful babies, doing a house renovation, owning a couple of businesses, and we're jet setting on holiday on Saturday, and I've got to pack the world into four suitcases so I don't forget anything. So yeah, it's just not going to happen. So it's just going to be me, my voice, and my thoughts on a regular basis. And I really do hope that those of you out there who are listening really enjoy it. So this podcast is essentially going to be for people who want to become a UX warrior. Now, my definition of a UX warrior means somebody with mental strength, somebody who feels like they can work through any challenges that are thrown at them, someone who is full of confidence, so goodbye imposter syndrome, and hello, super confident you, who is going to win jobs and land their dream career or up level in the career that they're in already. And also is going to have those success strategies to know what to do and when to do it. Know what to say when you're in a meeting or an interview, how to build rapport, all those soft skills which are so important, which nobody is teaching. I am here to help you and guide you on your UX journey and teach you those skills. Because what I've found, and this might seem like you, it might not, for the majority of people that I have spoken to, it feels like they feel like they are doing all right in on the UI side of things, the user interface design, or they may have some UX knowledge. They're calling themselves juniors. They may have done a UX course or two, and then they try and go and get a job and they can't, and they're wondering why. And the biggest reason that I see is that you just don't have the experience. And if you don't have the experience, people don't want to hire you. But that's just one reason. And there are ways to get around that. And I share some little secrets on this podcast in forthcoming episodes of how to actually get around those things and actually gain experience. And you don't need to be doing something for years and years. And you can do it whilst you've got another job or, you know, looking after kids, all that type of stuff. What I have found in my 13 years of being a UX designer that I believe sets me aside from everybody else is the soft skills, the know-how of how to build rapport, practice active listening when you're in interviews, ask questions that are going to get them thinking, use psychology to get people to buy in to you as a brand. Because if you are promoting yourself, which you are in an interview, you are a brand. You need to learn how to sell yourself. Sales skills are something that every single person out there should be teaching themselves, because if you can't sell yourself, how are you going to get people to want you? So you've got to almost imagine yourself as your brand. You are the brand. Now, I've heard people talk about like you are the product and things like that. But I don't like the sort of like being the product. I see it more as like you are the person that people want. So your personality, your skills, your experience, everything is going to be what they need. And you've got to get them in that place where you are irresistible. Now, if you don't feel irresistible and you're like, okay, Claire, I don't really feel that person, so how am I going to feel like that? Well, that's where the mindset stuff comes in. These soft skills in boosting confidence, in like looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, you know, I might not be exactly where I want to be, but as long as I'm a couple of steps ahead of somebody who has no skills in UX design, and hence that's maybe why the company are hiring me, because they don't have anybody else who can do UX, then you are on the right path. That's how you know when you're on the right path. Do I have some skills more than somebody who doesn't have any skills in doing UX? So you might not be the best. I do not think at all I am the best whatsoever. And I can hand on heart say I know that. I know I am not the best. I'm a UI designer. I can do UI design, but I would say I'm definitely heavier on the UX side. I'm super analytical. I like to think really simply. And at first I actually thought I had a problem, because whenever I was in meetings, and this still happens to this day, client meetings, work meetings with colleagues, so I do a mixture of freelance and contract at the moment, people would talk and I would be like, I have no idea what they're going on about. Now, I do have ADHD. I use this as my superpower, because when people with ADHD are really passionate about something, and I am very passionate about UX and problem solving, then they put everything into it. You can go down a rabbit hole of exhausting every single avenue till you figure something out. And that is me on a UX project. Now, if I was to have ADHD and do something like accounting, something I'm not very good at, then my ADHD would work against me. So I see it as a really great thing. And just going back to the whole thing about, you know, not understanding people, that is not my ADHD. Fair enough. Sometimes I can switch off in long meetings if they're boring and I don't really feel engaged or involved. And by the way, those are meetings that you do not want to be a part of. But for me, it's just how my brain works when people talk. And this is what I think makes me a good UX designer. So when people are sometimes talking in their language, and you'll go on a new project. So for example, I was working with a company to do with oil and gas at one point, and I was in a couple of meetings thinking, I have no idea what they're going on about. And you could think, fair enough, okay, you know, I've never worked in that industry before. But a lot of people, it boosts their ego when they start talking a load of jargon that other people don't know anything about. And that doesn't make you very clever. I think what makes you clever is if you can talk in a way that simplifies what you're trying to get across so that even a 5-year-old could understand. So when I'm in a meeting and when people are talking, everybody else is nodding. I don't actually know if they understand or if they're just being agreeable, but I'm like, can you just simplify everything? Talk to me like a 5-year-old. And I used to think, actually, oh, that's quite embarrassing, because it's showing that I don't get them, I don't understand them. And actually, no, because with user experience design, user experience needs to be intuitive and it needs to be so simple. So to be able to do that, they need to be able to translate to me in the simplest way possible their needs, and I need to simplify that further into an intuitive experience, whether that be a physical experience in a store or an online digital experience. So if somebody is talking to me in a load of jargon, I would just say politely, please could you use terminology that a 5-year-old would understand, because that will give me a better grasp of the whole situation of what you're trying to say. Because people overcomplicate things. Some people, it's maybe a way of getting their message across, because they aren't great at articulating things, which is fine. We're there to help slow things down and make things simple. So if somebody can't articulate what they're trying to say simply, that's where we need to come in, and we need to stop them, break it down into really small bite-sized chunks so that we can understand what they're trying to say and what they're trying to get across. We don't want to nod heads. We want to make our lives easier. And it's like when people are sharing their designs in meetings as well, and this is this whole overcomplication. And sometimes, actually, by saying nothing, you should be able to say everything, because when people look at something, they don't need to ask questions about your designs or anything like that. They know exactly what is going on. So I've gone off on a bit of a tangent there about like how my brain works. My brain is so simple. I just look at the most complicated things and just think, I don't know what you're trying to say. Just make it really simple. And I actually think that that is a gift almost, not in a big-headed way, because actually you could say, oh, well, actually, Claire, you're just pretty slow. But I think, again, like the ADHD thing, I use that to my advantage in terms of making things really easy to use. And when I speak with clients, that's one of the things that they want. They want things that are really easy. So I'm going to be helping you. I'm going to be taking things that are in my head and in my brain, and I'm going to be sharing them with you. I'm going to be taking my life experiences and sharing them with you. And one of the big things that I'm passionate about is well-being in the workplace. I'm going to be sharing loads of well-being tips of how you can manage your own anxiety, boost your confidence and self-esteem, and become that incredible UX warrior that is already within you, but you just might not believe it yet. And it's taking you from where you are now to where you want to be. And hopefully it's going to be a simple journey. There's going to be some hard work involved, because you're probably going to have to bat away quite a lot of the demons that are within you, past traumas, negative limiting beliefs that are holding you back, and really think clearly about this whole UX career, what it is you want. We're going to do goal setting, everything like that. So that is where I'm going to take you. If that sounds of interest, please stick with me. It's going to be a rocky road. Some days I have the worst days in history, just because what it is, life happens and it just comes, hits you like, I don't know what, like a hurricane, and we come out the other side with learnings and we look at things very differently. I've gone through that a lot in my own life. In my past, I've had a lot of experiences with family, friends, love, life situations. And I think we all have to remember that whilst we are on our UX journey, we all go through these things. I've had days where I just don't want to get out of bed, and I've had to plow through. And I'm going to share with you all my strategies, everything on how to become successful and how to be the best version of you as a UX designer and becoming that warrior. Because a warrior to me is somebody who can fight through anything, who can keep going even when times get tough, and who has that real self-confidence. And I would say that confidence is something that I do have, but it's not to say that imposter syndrome doesn't creep in. It 100% does. But the difference is I know what to do when it happens. I think soft skills and soft skills are something that are not taught very often, especially when it comes to UX, but I also think technical skills are very easy to learn. So if you're thinking technical skills are hard, hopefully you'll feel relieved by me saying that. There is so much information out there, but there's very little information when it comes to applying soft skills once you already have those technical skills. So I'm going to be doing more on the soft skills side of things with some technical stuff thrown in along the way, some little nuggets of wisdom, and I really hope you enjoy it. So please share this with your network. It's going to be valuable to everybody who is on their journey to becoming a UX designer. So stick with me and we'll have a great ride.